Reading the instructions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Reading the instructions. I've been watching the Dog Whisperer. Every once in a while, a new series comes out or a new disc comes out, and we have the privilege of watching it and enjoying it. And as I watch it, I look at how the Dog Whisperer works with the people who have dogs who are not easy to get along with. For some reason or other, the dogs are just not working properly. And if you really study what the Dog Whisperer does, you find that he treats the dog like a dog. He understands what a dog's psychology is. He understands what a dog's attitudes are toward life and what a dog's expectations are and what a dog is as a dog. Now, most people have had difficulty working with dogs for one reason. Most people have difficulty working with dogs for the one reason that they treat the dog like a human being. Now, you would think that that'd be the farthest thing from a person's experience, that he would forget that a dog is not a dog, but a human being. Or that a dog is a dog and not a human being. Now, why would we forget that a dog is a dog and not a human being? We forget that a dog is a dog because what we want to do, we want to love the dog like we would love a human being. And because we try to love the dog like a human being, it doesn't work. It's not a matter of liking it like a human being, but liking it like a dog. Now, if we have a child, and we love the child as a child, we do not expect the child to be experiencing mature reasoning and judgment in an early stage. We do not expect the child to act like an adult when it is yet a child. If we do try to have the child act like an adult while it's still a child, it will make us feel very insecure and make us feel very unhappy with the result. And the same is true when we treat a dog like a human being. A dog is a dog. A dog is lovable. A dog is friendly. A dog is wonderful. A dog is cuddly. A dog is fun to be with. A dog is a joy. But a dog must know its place. A dog doesn't sit at the table. He doesn't have his own chair. If he does, he must learn to act like a people who sit at the table. Well, now, a dog just is never going to learn to sit at the table like a people who sit at the table, because a dog, his physique is not designed to do that. His attitudes are not designed to do that. His ways of living are not designed to do that. A dog is designed to be a dog. If we will read the instructions on a dog, read the instructions on a cat, read the instructions on a child, read the instructions on a teenager, read the instructions on an adult. Now, we don't read the instructions on half of these things. One of the reasons is we just don't have the instructions. But in truth, we do have the instruction. It goes down just to the tincture of the idea, just the little touch of an idea. And the idea says, a dog is a dog, a child is a child, a cat is a cat, and all of these things are what they are, and if we treat them what they are, if we read the instructions truly on what they are, then we will have a successful experience with any activity we have with them. Now, would you like to have your dog be a happy dog? Well, Don't expect your dog to do things that it's not designed to do. A dog wants to have a leader. A dog wants to have someone in charge. A child. A child wants to have someone in charge. It wants to have someone to show them the way. A young adult wants to have someone show them the way. A young dog wants to have someone show them the way. A mature dog wants to belong to a pack. It wants to belong to a family. It wants to belong somewhere. And when it doesn't, then it has to be independent and protecting of itself and always looking out for itself. Now, this same is true of an adult, of a human being. A human being, if he is not a member of a pack, if he's not a member of a family, if he's not a member of something, he is a loner, or he is called a hermit, and he is called something strange because he is not living as all the rest of the people in the world seem to be living. Now, does this mean that every person has to be a member of a community? Well, whether they like it or not, every person is a member of a community. The community may be one which supplies them with food and supplies them with electricity, supplies them with entertainment. And dogs are the same way. Cats are the same way. Cats are rather independent, and we understand that, and we love them. We don't think they don't love us just because they're not on our lap all the time, or we don't think that the same is true of a dog, or the same is true of a child. If a child is on our lap all the time, that child is not learning some self-confidence and the ability to get along in life and enjoy life and be part of the family, but yet not be possessed by it. Reading the instructions is quite important. Now, the instructions oftentimes are intuitive. And these intuitive instructions say, don't push further than the child is ready to take. Don't push them over the edge and make them irritated and unhappy with the learning situation, or irritated and unhappy with the family situation. Be loving, but be loving with reason, with judgment, with balance. Reading the manual teaches us, how would we like to be treated? One of the great philosophers and psychologists and theologians of all time, Jesus the Christ, he said, man, know thyself. And many other philosophers said the same thing. He said, it is done unto you according to your belief. And that's good too. But he said, and perhaps this is the biggest manual aspect that we could ever really consider for ourselves, he said, do unto others what you would like to have them do unto you. Do unto others as you'd like to have them do unto you. Now, this is what parents teach children. Now, children know this intuitively, and children respond to this intuitively and act beautifully on this intuitively. But we sometimes try to teach them contrary rules. And when we teach children contrary rules, they have a confusion. And that confusion causes them to act improperly according to the harmony that adults would like to have in the world. One of the things that the manual does not tell you, the manual does not tell you that you should be possessive. It does not tell you that you should be possessive, that you should own things, that you should own your house, own your community, own your pets, own your world. The manual says, and go out and enjoy everything. Go out and enjoy everything. Go out and all is yours. All is a delight for you. All is for you to experience and find great peace and joy and harmony in. That's what it's all about. And humanity has taken a little different role. They've taken a contrary role, which says, what belongs to you, and no one else should touch it. No one else should have anything to do with it. No one else should ever use it or claim it or experience it because it's yours. Now, as long as you hold that in your mind, you're going to be running into a lot of trouble. But if you listen to the master teacher, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, you go around loving everybody, and everybody loves you. You go around being generous with everybody, and everybody is generous with you. You go around seeing everybody whole and perfect, and everybody sees you whole and perfect. You go around seeing the world filled with peace and love and harmony, and everyone sees you filled with peace and love and harmony. The world out there is a reflection of you and me inside. And because the world is our reflection, then it is important for us to make sure that what that world is reflecting is what we really want. If we see a reflection out there of something we don't like, then don't participate in that. If we see a world acting in any way of limitation or ill health or poverty, of unhappiness or misunderstanding or manipulation, and we don't feel that that's a good thing to do, don't participate in it. Back off from it and start creating your own world of love, unconditional love, your own world of peace, of eternal peace, your own world of absolute goodness everywhere. This is what it's all about. This is what the instruction manual really says. This is what the instruction manual really is talking to each one of us about. We should read the instruction manual, but we read it by listening within. And that instruction manual within always tells us the right thing to do. For we do unto others as we would have others do unto us. We live our life in such a manner that we live it, that others are doing just what we would like us to do. And pretty soon, our whole world is the magnificent reflection of all that is good and beautiful and fantastic. But that all comes from reading the instructions, but reading them from within. Take this day and decide that you're going to look at the world a little differently and see life a little more wonderfully, a little more positively, a little more dramatically, a little more excitingly, because you have chosen to be the highest and the best that it's possible to be. Make this claim for yourself today. I know I'm doing it for myself. And I'm reminding myself every moment of my life that as I look outwardly, it is who I am within. And it's a great life. Just know that as I love me, I love you. I love you. I love you.